Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep. Everyone's gathering themselves. Just give it a few minutes. We're all here. There they are.
Sorry, my headphones fell. What's up? What up, everybody? Happy Thursday. You want to just get into it?
Oh, yeah. One more sleep for sure.
It is for sure a one more sleep kind of day, isn't it? Like, this rain has been just, in the words of our producer, Charlotte, diabolical.
Yeah.
It's just relentless.
Doesn't make no sense.
It don't make no sense. It makes literally no sense. I think it's because, honestly, we gave the weekend too much credit. We came in from this beautiful weekend where we were like, I don't know what that was, but that was like stunning weather.
It was pretty and it was fine, but even that, like, it was still chilly in the shade.
If you weren't in the sun, it wasn't warm.
So the weather in general is just so confusing. Like, we should be past this. Like, we should.
So Marilyn was like, oh, you enjoyed that? You enjoyed that? Okay, cool. I got you. I got you. No problem. And now we're just getting this diabolical rain. Let's do a little chant really quick. In case you're new to this, on Thursdays, we just chant the words one more sleep because we can do it. We're kind of running out of gas, so we just collectively get together and chant those words. One more sleep. We chant that three times, and we cheer. In 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Woo! Yeah. Feels good. Jess has a mystery package in front of her right now.
Oh, yes.
And I told her she had to open it exclusively for our friends in the 6 o'clock club. So mad about this.
Is it for the 6 o'clock club?
It was almost like a, well, no, but I don't really know where else this would really make sense.
Okay.
I need to get my grievances out.
Can I open it now?
Yeah, go ahead. There's two things in there, but it's the same thing. So.
What is this?
You can just keep going. Just keep opening it. See if you can figure out what the hell that is.
Oh, were these the headpieces for the Wicked performance on my birthday?
Yeah, sure are.
For the monkeys?
Sure are.
Okay.
That's exactly what that is. Okay, so.
Oh, okay, so is that why Greg did like a random switch up to the professor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let me explain what's happening right now. This is so friggin' annoying. So
these are cute, but very small. Are these like for children? I honestly don't think these are they would have fit them in, to be honest with you.
You know how it goes with Amazon. You take your best shot.
Okay,
right?
So these are definitely children's size. If someone was going to be like a cute monkey for Halloween.
If you leave,
this is actually like a baby size. So I think God's plan, they didn't arrive in time. I'm not putting it on.
Here, bring it in here. Let me see it.
But I do think it's God's plan that they didn't arrive on time because there's no way. Like, they would have been so tiny. This is for a baby.
So in case you don't know, for Jess's birthday, we enacted Wicked for because she couldn't go to New York to go see Wicked. And so last
Kramer,
minute,
Charlotte, our friends over at Today's 101.9, Greg and Gina all sang Defying Gravity to me on the air.
We wanted to dress them up as Greg and Gina up as flying monkeys was kind of going to be their role. And so last minute, I had to order flying monkey costumes. Well, I was just going to put them in monkey costumes.
But it was just a headpiece and a tail, though. It's not like a full on.
No, it's the best I could do.
You're acting like they were going to be.
What do you want? You know what I mean? So I went on Amazon and I paid for express delivery for these monkey costumes.
Yo.
I get the delivery notification. It said that they were there the next day. I went downstairs to my condo. They were not there.
Were they stolen everywhere. Or like they just didn't arrive?
I didn't know. I had no idea because I couldn't find them anywhere. I started blaming my neighbors. Someone's stealing my monkey costume. I thought one of my neighbors had my monkey costumes just jumping around their house or something. Yeah. I had no idea.
Imagine being a thief and like being so excited to see what you got.
It's literally two baby
monkey ear sets
and a tail.
So then literally yesterday I get another delivery notification a week later that the monkey costumes also arrived, and I'm like, what? How you can't tell me I can't get two delivery notifications for the same thing. The stupid monkey costume finally arrived. So
okay, well, I don't
happy
know.
Birthday
I don't
again.
Know what we're gonna do well, with two I, baby.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do.
Monkey headbands.
We're going to do Wicked again for you one more time. So no. Act surprised. All right.
Oh.
Get back and we're gonna get the gang back together and we're gonna
not the gang back the together. This is the reunion tour we're actually gonna get.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
This is really cool. The Maryland Zoo is set to break ground on a brand new red panda habitat, marking the first animal area in Main Valley since 2009. The official groundbreaking ceremony is set for today, and this red panda exhibit is part of an initiative to revitalize Main Valley, which is the oldest section of the zoo, which has actually been closed to the public for the last 17 years. So this exhibit is expected to open to the public in 2026, and this will also coincide with the zoo's 150th anniversary. Yeah,
that's rad. I like that.
Number two.
Starbucks is adding four new Frappuccino flavors to their summer menu, dropping in July. New flavors that you can try are going to be salted caramel mocha, strawberry matcha, and brown sugar. Also, something new that they're going to do is they're going to top all of those with cold foam. That's kind of fun. And then the fourth flavor will be like a festive firework Frappuccino. Think like berry flavors. And that's going to be dropped just in time for 4th of July.
Jess is our Starbucks girly on the show. Thoughts on that?
I love that we're getting new additions to the Frappuccino flavors, and I also love that they're obviously, if you want whipped cream, like pop off, but that they're gonna swap out with the cold foam.
Yeah.
Because that's the new, and cold foam literally is my favorite the planet.
Is cold foam, is it just whipped cream?
No, it's not. It's basically whipped milk.
Cream. Yeah. It's whipped cream.
No, but it's like no, but the consistency. No, but the consistency and the flavor, I don't know why. It's different because also, you know why? Oh, duh. Because it's flavored. Where, like, whipped cream is just the flavor of whipped cream. Where, like, you have different flavors because they put the actual, like, taste of the syrup of the one that you want.
All right.
And then they whip it for you. And I don't know why, but I swear to you, it's life-changing.
It hits different.
It hits.
And it's colder. I don't know. Oh, and you know what? No. Get this.
I asked. This is the wrong question.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Listen. And then it lasts longer on your drink. And then eventually it like trickles down, which makes your drink sweeter.
Okay. I was not this interested. I'm sorry I asked. Okay.
Number one.
Cold foam is my favorite thing in the world.
Sorry.
Okay, so this was so sweet to see. Hoda Kotb popped back on the Today Show this week, co-hosting with Jenna Bush Hager and the entire crew. But Hoda actually got real about why she stepped away from the Today Show in the first place. Hoda revealed that her 6-year-old daughter Hope has been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and that is what changed everything, explaining that she didn't want to be so far away and she wanted to be there for her whenever she needed to. And Savannah Guthrie actually chimed in saying Hoda would sometimes show up to work, have a smile on her face, and have absolutely zero sleep with what was going on back home, dealing with her daughter's health. And that is something that she was dealing with for a very long time. So that was really cool to kind of get that explanation out there. Also, Hoda took some time to shut down a rumor that has been making the rounds. No, she is not launching her own talk show to replace Kelly Clarkson. Hoda shut that down saying, if I was going to come back to TV, I'm coming back to the Today Show. And what she did do is she let everyone know that she's also launching like a new wellness project. It's called Joy 101. Think like meditation, courses, happiness hours. And it's all going to come through a new app that she's developing.
It's crazy because you can love your job. You can love you can love a hobby. You can love a lot of things. But when something at home is not going right, it can pull you out of that thing that you love so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hoda could have loved that job, man.
She did.
She, and I think
that's
she truly
the thing.
Did.
She did.
But when she was needed at home, when she was needed to be a mama, like she had to snap out. And I believe that story. I believe that because I was kind of waiting to find out.
So was I.
Remember we kept saying that. Like,
what was going on?
Let's wait to find out the real story here.
Yeah.
And I think that story makes 100%.
And think about this too. I mean, she's everywhere around the world.
Yeah.
So if something goes on and she's so far away, I can't even imagine that kind of fear that she's feeling. I mean, think about even when she was like in in Paris with for the Olympics. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm happy for her. Yeah. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
Rosie O'Donnell got the role of Betty Rubble in the live-action Flintstone movies, not because of her acting abilities, because of this one particular thing. And I think when you learn this, it's like, man, I don't know. Especially when you find out who else is up for this role. It's kind of weird. It's going to change your perspective. Let's talk about it. It's our Throwback Thursday segment. This is for all of our nostalgia heads. If you just like to go back and think about the yesteryear, the easier days. You know what I mean? We just go back and we play songs that were numbered one today, the 29th of May from here in Maryland. And then we'll go back and talk about that moment in pop culture history. Let's start today in 2018. Ariana Grande had the number one song here in the state with No Tears Left to Cry.
I remember the first time I heard this song. It was an outer body experience. I firmly believe
to play this song because of this reason.
No, listen to me. I firmly believe music finds you when you need it the most.
Yeah.
And when Ariana was like, I don't have any tears left to cry, I too was like, you know what, Queen? Neither do I. Let's bleeping go.
And then you found more tears because you were like, wait, I do have
but
more tears.
In that moment with what, because everything she had gone through up to that point, I literally remember listening to this and I was like, oh my God.
It's a great song.
My life, like the world has changed.
It's good.
It's crazy.
2011, Adele had the number one song today with Rolling in the Deep. Another great song, man.
She's so cool.
Another great song.
She can do everything. She can do whatever she wants, and she sounds incredible.
Adele is like, I just love how deep Adele gets as a person. I almost love it when Adele goes through hell because you know we're about to get some bangers. You know, like, and I hate to say that.
Don't wish that on anybody.
I hate to say that, but like, you know, it's gonna get good.
But she also makes really fun music as
well. It's true.
And like, cause she has that ability. Yeah, like she can go there and we're like, hello.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
But then she can also be like, I'm drinking wine and I'm living my life, and yes, it sounds great.
Usher had the number one song today in 2004 with Yeah, which, arguably, one of the biggest songs of all time.
Of all time.
Right? Like, we still play this song today and y'all still freak out about
it. One of the biggest music videos of all time, too. I don't know why. I just felt like when I was watching it, like, I was like, I've never seen anything like this before. He literally just, like, threw his chain around his entire neck and he caught it. Like, what are you talking about? That's crazy.
This week, back in 1994, the Flintstones live action movie hit the theaters, and like,
oh, it was in theaters.
It was in theaters.
No way.
Well, you were one.
I was
so
one.
You probably didn't see it in theaters.
I did. I did watch the movie growing up. I didn't know it was in theaters. Wait, that's so cool.
Honestly, the movie was not very good. Critics hated
it. I loved
it. Critics did not like it.
I mean, I was a kid though. I thought it was so fun.
It was John Goodman. It was Rick Moranis. It was
Halle
Rosie
Berry.
O'Donnell. That's right. It was Halle. I was trying to remember the cast. It was Halle Berry.
Yeah.
And Rosie O'Donnell played Betty. Right. Well, actually, there were a lot of people up for Betty. You wonder who else was up for the role? Demi Moore actually was the leading person to play Betty. Tracy Ullman was up for it. That's probably the two biggest names that you would recognize.
Okay.
But the reason that Demi Moore got turned down is because she couldn't do the Betty Rubble laugh. She couldn't get it right. And that laugh is so iconic. But you know who could? Rosie O'Donnell. So Rosie O'Donnell eventually got the role
because she could do the laugh.
She could get the laugh just right. Here's Rosie talking about it. Listen.
I remember that Betty and Wilma always would do this conspiratory laugh with it.
If Fred scores the highest on that test, I'll have to hire someone to revive me.
Oh, Wilma.
After every line, I do that laugh.
So Demi Moore couldn't do it. She couldn't get it right.
I mean,
so what are you going to do?
But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? So like, obviously,
she can't be like, ha ha ha
ha. So,
it doesn't hit.
It doesn't hit right. So that's what happened. Did you see the Maryland woman that made TMZ yesterday in a very unflattering way?
No.
Yo,
why?
I know. This story is a little rough. So bear with me as we get through this. There was a woman from Hagerstown. I mean, this story's a little rough, so again, bear with me here. She was coming back from Orlando, and apparently there was a kid that called her fat and Miss Piggy. Mm-hmm. So again, all right, like, that's triggering for anybody, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not that the kid should not have done that.
Yeah.
But apparently, apparently this woman was a larger woman. She was having a hard time getting into her seat.
Okay.
This woman obviously was...
Is this at an amusement park?
This is on a... I'm sorry. She was on a flight coming back from...
Okay.
From Orlando.
So she's on her way back to Maryland.
Coming back to Maryland.
From Orlando. Yep. And when she's on the plane, that's when this kid makes a comment to her. Okay.
This woman clearly had some options. You know, she could have done a lot of things. Maybe talked to the kid's parents, you know. She could have maybe called a flight attendant. She could have talked to the kid, but she did not. She literally decided to hit the kid. Okay.
No.
She hit the kid.
Wait, do we know how old the kid is?
The kid's age is not... I think when there's child neglect in stories, they usually leave out the kid's age and stuff like that. So actually... She hit the kid. I'm going to leave some of the details out.
Because it's too much.
It's a little too much for the radio.
Yeah.
But I'm going to actually read the story. She told the police the child was rude and disrespectful during the trip. And then she took his phone before using violence. So apparently, the first thing that she did was she took his phone.
Okay.
And then she decided to turn to violence next. So the child's family apparently did not want to give a statement to the police for anything else. She is now facing child abuse charges and was released on $10,000 bond after having to now go back to Seminole County for more information on that. To appear for a trial on Tuesday.
OMG.
Listen, I'm sure being called Miss Piggy does not feel good.
No, but you cannot get physical, period. Right. And you definitely cannot hit a child. That's crazy.
Now, listen, we do a segment called PA So Cray Cray, where we're like, we point at Pennsylvania and we're like, hey, like when their residents are acting really weird, they're so weird.
Said with love, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So listen, when things are happening here.
Oh, no, obviously.
We have to also...
We can't just be like, PA So Cray Cray, ha ha ha, and act like this didn't go down from Hagerstown. Right.
To our neighbor, her name is Christy, who lives in Hagerstown. Ma'am.
Stop hitting people.
We can't hit anybody.
But no.
Especially a child. And this, again, this story hit TMZ. We didn't have to go searching hard for this story.
No, it's national news.
It's national news. Everyone, I had so many people outside of the state send me this story yesterday.
And a lot of our PA listeners, because they were like, now what?
Now what?
And
now,
we better hear you talk about this. Yeah,
now they're looking back at us like what's going on now?
Oh,
so,
man, that's unfortunate. Not good.
That's the Maryland story that's making headlines nationally today. So there you go.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Play this game in your car and then text us how many of these you can answer correctly. We're just trying to get a general consensus of how hard today's round is. So just at the end, 410-583-1065. Just to get a general idea of how we're doing, just collectively. Caller number 10 is going to play for that $1,000. Caller number 10, though, is going to play today. Hi, Mix. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Aaron and Shay.
Aaron and Shay. Hello. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron and Shay.
Hey!
What is our relationship, Aaron and Shay?
Dad and son. We're getting ready to go to one of our last days of school for the year.
Oh my goodness. Wait, you say one of our... Is this the final week of school?
Next week's the final week for us.
Next week's the final week. And where do we go to school?
St. Paul's.
Oh my gosh. Well,
we're so close to summer.
We're so close. And I'm glad you used one of your final days to call us. This is such an honor. Have you guys played the game before?
I mean, we play every day in the car, but first time getting through.
First timers, y'all. First timers. Yo, welcome.
We're so happy you're here.
Thank you guys for doing this. Well, let's explain the rules, and then we're going to go for it. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than the 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there's time at the end. Aaron and Shay, ready to play?
Heck yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, what's the next word in the phrase, where there's smoke, there's blank?
Fire.
Correct. Question number two, what beer is known as a silver bullet?
Coors Light.
Correct. Question number three. How many states does the Mississippi River border?
Pass.
Question number four. If an Orioles ticket costs $45, how much do eight tickets cost?
$360.
Correct. Question number five. What is the name of the giant marshmallow creature from the Ghostbusters movie?
Pass.
Question number six. What 2017 handheld toy featured a ball bearing center with spinning arms?
Pass.
Question number seven. What state of matter has a defined shape?
Solid.
Correct.
Question number three. How many states does the Mississippi River border?
10.
Correct. Question number five. What is the name of the giant marshmallow creature from
the
ghost?
That's 60 seconds right there. Man, we're on it today, too.
Oh, that was good.
My guy was on fire.
Oh, that was good.
My guy was on fire, man.
I'd say that's pretty good of just skipping three, because I assume the other ones you just knew off the top of your head, right?
Yeah,
and I was going with Slimer for the ghost. That's not that one.
No, it wasn't Slimer.
Stay Puft. Yeah, Stay Puft is the name of the giant marshmallow man from the Ghostbusters movie.
Hey, Shay, do you know the answer to number six? Remember that little toy that you would have this spin it around. You put your finger in between it and spin the rest of them around. Do you remember that thing?
I don't think so.
He's little. Yeah. It's a fidget spinner. In 2017, everybody had one of those. Those like
I'm a teacher. Ones. I should know that.
Dang it, man.
I'm sure everybody in your classroom had one of those.
Fidget spinner. I know when you speak it out, you can't quite put the definition of a fidget spinner sounds kind of weird.
I miss those things. Not going to lie. I miss them.
I feel like I'm going to walk down the hallway and the kids are just going to taunt me with them all day today.
You're going to see a million of them now everywhere you look just because of that.
That's funny.
Hey, it was a great round to be honest with you, especially first time through. First timers, y'all. Let's clap.
Good job, guys.
Sorry. First time. Pretty good for first time through. Hey, I hope you guys, we got a week and a half left, or not even, we got 6 days left of school for you guys. I hope you'll try six more times, and even during the summer, I hope you guys will call back and try again. It was a lot of fun. And tomorrow, again, we're going to come back, seven new trivia questions and another chance at $1,000 in free gas, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashen for their top-tier performance gas. Top-tier certified means Dashen Fuels meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up a top-tier gas at Dashen. Your engine deserves it.
Do you really think Jess is not going to come to my birthday party? I've been thinking about this the last couple of days, and I'm like, there's no way that you're really not going to show up for this. Like, of all people in the world, you would not show up for this.
It's not that I am not showing up. I literally am unable to attend. I think there's a difference. I'm not showing up because I don't want to be there. I literally can't go because I have an obligation to literally the Maryland Office of Tourism
that I cannot neglect. Are you listening to this story? Have you heard this rhetoric
this
the last couple
so
of days?
This is so real. I need you to really believe me when I tell you. It's so real and it's so important. And that's not something I cannot attend because I literally signed a contract to do this months ago.
I think Jess is trying to pull the greatest birthday prank of all time right now.
You're playing yourself. I can't go.
In case you don't know, y'all, we're now officially 2 days away from Kramer's Namaste Birthday Blowout. It is a yoga, sober birthday experience. My first birthday party since I was 9. Y'all, nobody paid attention to me at my own birthday party. I've had trauma since then. So I said, you know what? For the first time, I'm going to undo this wound and try it again. I invited all of my radio friends to my version of a birthday party. No meat, no alcohol, just yoga and good vibes. Most people so far said they're coming. Some of your favorite radio personalities all going to show up.
Yes.
One of the only people that says they're not coming, wink, 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 is Jess.
Because when you told us this last week, you gave us like a week's notice. And I told you then, and I'm telling you now, that I can't go because of work.
She's got a work obligation just magically. And I'm like, okay.
No, it's not magically. I have an email chain dating back to February 2025.
Do you? Okay. So I call BS on that. I, in my heart, am not going to let myself down to think that Jess, my favorite person in the world, is not going to show up for my birthday party. My first birthday party in 30-some-odd years. It's crazy.
All right.
We got a few more RSVPs. These are your favorite radio personalities, by the way, here in town that have been invited to the party. You want to see who else is coming and who is not? This is our boss, Tom. Tom Cook from Today's 101.9. Let's see.
Yeah, Tom.
Let's see if Tommy Boy is...
Not Tommy Boy. Please don't. Let's not start that.
It's coming to the party.
And I just want to give you a heads up. Christy and I will be there on Saturday.
Hey.
Full disclosure, neither of us have ever done yoga. We'll give it a shot, though.
Yo.
We're concerned about farting. Got to be honest. I'm afraid I'm going to blow it up in there. But that's okay. We'll figure it out. I'd rather do 30 minutes of yoga and 60 minutes on that burger you're talking about. But either way, we'll be there.
Not
right?
Farting.
See ya.
How many fart jokes are these radio DJs
not blowing
make?
It up. That's crazy, though. Let's not do that.
This is Ed Norris. Y'all know Ed Norris, man. He's on 105.7 The Fan. He's been in this town forever. He's actually the ex-police commissioner in Baltimore. He's very famous in this city.
He's a pretty big deal.
I don't know if he's going to show up for this.
Hey, man, did you hear Kramer's birthday party on the 31st? Yeah, sounds okay. I mean, I like him. I think I'm going to check it out. I like yoga. I do yoga. No booze. No meat. Yeah. Oh, the 31st. Yeah. That's my wedding anniversary. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to be able to make it. But I would have loved to come and not eat meat and not drink booze at a birthday party. Happy birthday, man.
Why was that the best?
What about Charlotte, our producer, our lovely producer? You know, Charlotte hasn't been here nearly as long as Jess. Jess has, you know, been here a decade working with us. But let's see Charlotte.
Kramer, it is your producer, Charlotte. I will definitely be there on Saturday. And these burgers better be really damn good. I hope the vegan cheese is up to my cheese expectations. Because if there's one thing about me, it's I put the char in charcuterie. So I have very high cheese. I don't know what I'm saying. I'll be there.
The char in charcuterie? Oh, can we please? That needs to be on a banner.
To be a t-shirt. This is Rob Long from 105.7 The Fan, the sports station.
Rob from 105.7 The Fan. So no booze. No meat, no dairy, no Rob. Come to that. Come on, what's wrong with you, man? No, actually, I would love to come, Kramer, just because that would be 2 hours of making fun of you. But I have an Orioles game that I have to work on Saturday. If I can sneak through, I will. If not, happy birthday, man. I wish I could be there. Because if I was there, I would bring a steak and eat it in front of you.
I'm getting that on a t-shirt. No booze, no meat, no dairy, no Rob.
I still think Jess is coming, man.
I'm not coming.
You really think Jess ain't going to show up for my birthday party?
I literally can't go, dude.
No way
in
hell.
I am contractually obligated. Can't be there. So there is a list out right now on like what sounds completely drive you nuts. And I'm curious to see if yours made this list. Just going through this list is irritating to me because I can hear it in my brain.
We should probably give a trigger warning before we get into this.
Yes, yes, yes. This is your trigger warning because it's going to make you so upset.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this list is trending on Reddit this morning. What sound do you hear that instantly makes you angry for no logical reason? And these are the most popular responses. Okay. Styrofoam rubbing on styrofoam.
That's mine. Ooh. That's my number one.
I hate to do this to you guys.
No. I took off my headphones. That wasn't even fun. See, no.
Styrofoam does not bother me in the least. I know it really like irritates people.
That like hurts me.
Why does it bother you guys so bad?
What
is it about styrofoam that gets in you?
Shrill, like I can feel it inside my brain.
I literally had to take off my headphones because like it's painful to me. Like I really can't do it.
All right, what else made the
list? Microwaves that keep beeping after you've opened the door.
That really gets
that doesn't too. Drive me nuts actually. Like sometimes I'll think it's like in the background and I don't even know what's going on.
For some reason that microwave like to me. I mean,
I get excited because that means my food's
done. Your food's ready to go. Like it's to me, microwave doesn't really do much for me. That's one of your things again. Sorry.
This is going to be for all of our corporate fam. The Microsoft Teams alert.
All right, prepare yourself. I got to do it. Sorry. Here, ready? Oh wait, sorry, that was the wrong one. Here's this one. Oh, if you're working in that corporate environment and you get that.
And you're probably on your way to work. You're like, why are you playing that right now?
You're
I don't want to hear that before
like, I've
I need
got
to.
5 more minutes before I have to get paid to do that. I do not want to hear that noise. I'm sure, though, that's got to be a triggering noise if you're stuck in that corporate environment and all of a sudden you hear that ding and you're like, what, Susan? What do you want?
It's kind of a cute sound, though. Like, if it didn't have the association, it's cute. Right. Like, bloop, bloop.
Yeah, it is. It almost sounds like a fish, like a mermaid coming to the surface.
It reminds me of Skype, which is, like, reminiscence for me. And this didn't make the list of what sounds that you hear instantly make you angry for no reason, but I would put this on here as, like, whatever your alarm sound is, whatever it is, even if it's like bad and it's scary, or if it's like nice and, you know, welcoming or whatever, I begin to hate it and despise it.
If you hear it in the wild somewhere else,
I'm like, what is that?
Your body instantly goes into like freak out mode for sure, 100%.
Okay. Another on this list, smacking when eating.
Yeah, that one will definitely, especially like with me, if I go on a date with somebody and like they're a smacker. I just know it's not going to go anywhere, because like, what am I going to do? The smacking, definitely that noise is like a.
It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
Ooh, when a fork scrapes a plate.
Doesn't bother me.
No, I don't like that
either. It doesn't really get to me. It doesn't really bother me. But some people, you know what? I'm surprised no one said yet. Why is nobody saying chalk on the chalkboard?
Cannot
hear chalk on a chalkboard. I can't, like, in school, I don't think people use chalkboards anymore.
Okay.
Chalk on a chalkboard, though, that noise, still to this day, it literally makes my skin crawl so bad.
So I made a friendship fail, and I will take full accountability. It is my fault, and now I just need some help because I don't know how I'm going to get out of this.
What happened?
So next weekend, I am going to San Diego for a friend's wedding, and I'm super excited because I lived in San Diego for 10 years. I haven't been there in 5 years, and so a bunch of us are just super excited to have this like big reunion in San Diego to get together to celebrate our friends, right? Now, ahead of this trip, I'm also trying to reach out because there's a lot of people that I'm going to want to see and trying to like make plans and everything like that. And I had reached out to one of my friends, assuming that they were involved and they were invited to this wedding. So they would also be involved in like the festivities that were taking place the day before. Mm. The reason why I made this assumption is because everyone was at my wedding last year. And when we were all together, the couple that's getting married made it seem like that everyone was invited.
The same group?
Yes. So that's why I felt comfortable reaching out to this person, because this person was involved in those conversations and everything like that. Granted, drinks were involved, but I just assumed because they were like, yeah, guys, you know, we're next and next year we're all, you know what I mean? And all of us were a part of this conversation. So I felt comfortable reaching out to my one friend being like, hey, so I get into town at this time, like let's link up before we all go out before, you know, like the wedding weekend and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, what? As in, they're not invited, which is totally fair. It's like, obviously, a lot of us have like different relationships. A lot of us are closer. And I also can't assume, like, just because I'm close to all of these people, everyone has those same relationships. The reason why I feel so bad about this is I understand that you can't invite everybody to your wedding that you want to.
Of course.
And that there is a list of like, you know, there's a list of people that are on there. And then there's also like a waiting list. If some people can't come, you want to reach out to everyone else. And that's just the way it is. It's not fun. It's not easy, but I get it. And I feel terrible because I know that. And I should have reached out to my friends first to be like, hey, like, can you let me know who's invited so I don't reach out or I don't, you know, slip up? Because I'm also trying to see everybody as much as I can.
Man.
And now I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know. And I feel terrible.
I think this is, that sucks, right? That sucks.
Yeah.
Whenever, and I think all of us, if it hasn't been a wedding situation, I think all of us have been in that situation before where like we think somebody's already knows about
or
some
involved
piece
or in
involved
something.
In something. And we're just like, hey, aren't you so excited about this thing? And they're like, wait, what do you mean? I thought that you knew. And they're like, I wasn't invited to that. And then you have to sit in that awkwardness of, oh no, now what do I do? Because now I bet you're sitting in that situation of like,
I don't know what
am
my
I
response
supposed
is.
To like
what am I supposed to say? You know, of course I'm gonna make plans to see them no matter what,
right,
because of my relationship with them, but I don't know how to move from here.
I mean, Charlotte, am I wrong? I think this is one of those situations where you're just the innocent bystander, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't think this is one of those situations where you can take any type of it's going to feel awkward, but it's not really your responsibility to do anything about it. Yeah. It just sucks that, unfortunately, you were the person that was like stuck in the middle
of
this.
I was the messenger.
You were kind of the messenger. Yes. You were, unfortunately, the messenger that they were not invited to y'all's friend's wedding. And that, first off, it sucks.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, sometimes there's just situations in life that just suck, and you're the one that has to take, you know, the sucky situation.
Yeah. I honestly think, like, that was a fair assumption to make on your part, though. Like, if they literally said that in front of them in the past, I think that sounds like more of a faux pas on their part that they, like, didn't do that. Like, I was invited to a wedding once that my friend had to uninvite me from just because their dad invited so many family members that they literally couldn't invite as many friends anymore.
Yeah.
So they reached out to me and they were like, we are so sad about this.
Yeah.
But like,
this is just the situation.
Yeah.
You feel like Jess's friend should have reached out to the other friend.
They should have
done
that to your friend. Yeah. That's
the only reason why I said, because when we were together at our wedding last year, we're all together, whether it was like during the wedding or even the after party.
Right.
Like, we were all so excited about their wedding. Like, we're like, okay, who's next? Like, we're going to have so much fun. We're going to do all this. And everyone was involved in those conversations.
I think it's just a crappy situation.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
So I know it probably sounds like a really bad idea, but I want to ask somebody else that I work with. She's not just a coworker, though. She's like three levels above me.
Okay, it's getting worse. The more you tell us, the worse this is.
Why?
Why? I guess
literally why?
Yeah, it's my boss's boss.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah, so she's probably in like her early 40s and recently divorced. I'm 27.
Oh, okay.
And we've only talked a few times, but she's always been like just really calm, like confident.
Aww,
and
yeah.
I don't know. There's something about her I really connect with. I don't know. I've had this Zap email sitting there for days, like to send to her, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Wait, you want to do this via email?
I guess, yeah. Just so that there's like a little less pressure on her, so she's not like so
uncomfortable.
Put on the spot, you know?
Okay.
So it's almost like you're trying to do it as appropriately as possible. Is that kind of the strategy here?
Absolutely.
All right.
I brought her up in like therapy last week. You know, my therapist told me that I don't take enough chances. And she was like, I want you to do one bold thing before the end of the month. So this is my bold thing.
So asking out your boss's boss is going to be your bold thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, can we hear this email? If you've already written it, can we hear the email? Do you mind sharing it with us? Because maybe we could give you some pointers.
Not at all. So subject line is... Hey, this might be wildly inappropriate, but maybe not. And I'm like, hi, blank. I hope this doesn't completely backfire, but I figured life's too short not to take a chance, right? I just wanted to say that every time we've talked, you've had this really calm, confident energy that kind of stays with me.
Okay. Aww.
And I know we don't really know each other, but if I didn't say something, I think I'd always wonder. So, would you ever want to grab a drink sometime? Totally outside of work stuff, just two people getting to know each other.
What?
If not, I completely understand, and I promise to keep things respectful and normal. Either way, thanks for being one of the most interesting people I met here. Best, me.
Oh!
Wow! Okay!
That was actually really sweet, but like, but first reaction, I'm not going to lie, the subject line... I just think we have to take the word inappropriate out. Like, if I were to get that subject line, I'm immediately afraid.
You're already, like,
I'm afraid.
Your guard's up.
I'm thinking something crazy or scary is going to be in that email. Like, I'm about to see a photo. So I feel like if you could say something instead, like, this may be a bit bold, but I had to say it, ..
Okay. I don't hate the feedback.
But truly, that would be my only feedback if you feel inclined to follow through with this.
So then let's talk about this. Anonymous has given us this email, and let's keep in mind, this is his boss's boss. Is she basically like upper management then? pretty high up?
I mean, yeah, she's like way up there. Yeah.
Okay, so he wants to ask somebody basically three layers, bosses, I mean, three or four layers above him out via email. He wants to do it by the end of the month because that's what his therapist has told him to do, something bold. Do we tell him to go for that or do we talk him out of it? You can start calling 410-583-1065.
I don't know if you should do it. Just because she's so up in management, like, can't someone get in trouble?
Yeah, no, I definitely checked out, like, our guidelines at work, like, the whole PDF doc. Like, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that there's no, like, rule I'm breaking. Like, it doesn't say anywhere. You're not allowed to do this.
Yo, guy, here's the thing. I'll be 42 next week. Life is short and it's getting shorter every day. You know what I mean?
Would you ask out our boss? Answer it, yes or no.
Would I, Steve Kramer, ask out our particular boss?
Like, would you do that? For real? That's the thing. Would you? Exactly. Case closed.
Yo, life is short. I'm telling you. Listen to Uncle Kramer's over here for a second. Life is short. I love your mentality.
Yeah.
If you're asking me, should you be bold in life? If I had your boldness at 27, I'd love it. I'm going to tell you to go for it. Anonymous is saying, I want to ask out a woman that's three layers above me in management, and I want to do it via email. Do we tell him to go for that? Do we talk him out of it? Lila from Nottingham, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, you know, he's considering sending this woman an upper management, this email, trying to ask her out. Do we tell him to go for that, or do we talk him out of it?
No, you know, I actually think it's a really good idea.
You like this.
But really? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I think, like, there's something romantic about being pursued, especially in work, which is like a super mundane place. And you don't always think that people are watching you. And it's just like nice to be like, oh, maybe I do have a secret admirer. I think that that's really sweet.
I feel like it would be like, obviously, we would hope that it would be like Jim and Pam from The Office, but most often it doesn't come across that way.
Yeah.
And I feel like it can make it a little awkward for her.
Especially the different levels they're on. It's like she's so much higher up and has so much more, you know, like seniority, you know?
Well, I feel like if she is so much higher up, like, and has all that seniority, it wouldn't be awkward. Like, she gets to set the tone. And then also, I think all women in workplaces, in some degree, like, want to be, like, noticed or seen as, like, cute outside of their work.
Oh, you think she'd be flattered by this?
Yeah.
I don't feel that way. I think it would make me feel uncomfortable, especially in her position, to where I feel like I could put her in a compromising situation.
Right, like, I just
wish it didn't have to be like this. Because if anyone's going to get in trouble, like, it's going to look poorly on her end, and you know.
But she's in the upper management position, so I feel like she has more authority in that case.
So it won't come across. It'll just you think it's just flattery, not weird.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, she can just laugh it off and just say like, oh, that's cute.
So because they're not equals, you think it's fine.
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go. There goes Lila. All right, thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Jesse on 4 in Baltimore.
Jesse, you know, he's considering asking out his boss's boss three levels above him. Do we tell him to go for that or talk him out of it?
Yeah, I think he should go for it.
Go. Everyone
if
loves
this. If he's not going to get in trouble for it, then I think he should definitely go for it.
We're not 100% sure. Nobody seems to be 100% sure if he's going to get in trouble for it or
we
not.
We don't
He seems
know.
To be okay, but we're not 100% sure.
He said he skimmed. He skimmed through their policy stuff. He does not know for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he skims through it, like, if he doesn't get in trouble for it, at the same time, he didn't say anything inappropriate. He didn't talk about how she looks or anything. He was very respectful in the email, and I think it would just, if she doesn't like it and doesn't want to go for it, she's four levels above him. They don't see each other that much. He already said that, so.
Jessica,
I could just avoid him then.
No, very true. This. No, very true.
Everyone
and also, too, I will commend his delivery. I think, like, other than the subject line, which I think he just needs to adjust, the email itself is very, it's very sweet, right? But here's the
Correct.
Thing that stood out to me, though, even in the email. And also, again, it's over email. I feel like this could also get passed around. That also makes me nervous, just how offices are. But when he was like, I know, like, we don't know each other that well, because it'd be one thing if they had, like, a rapport, right? Like, they had all of these these constant interactions to where he had more to go off of, but it's the fact that he does not know her that well, and then he's putting himself out there, compromising, potentially compromising his own position to someone who is so higher up than him. That's what makes me nervous. You guys, what if he has to move buildings? Like, sometimes that happens, right?
But do you realize you're the only woman?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Jess is the only woman telling him not to do this. Why is that?
I'm just concerned.
I don't see any other woman calling right now. We're going through the phones. I don't see one other woman calling saying this is a bad idea.
I'm just concerned over his actual job and his position and the fact that he does not know her that well. And because he doesn't know her that well, we don't have enough information on how she's going to receive this. And she has the power, right? Like, if that's the case, she can be like, I don't want him here anymore. Like, what?
I think you're trying to keep my guy from love over here. No, you're trying to keep my guy from love.
I'm trying to keep guy employed. In this economy, I don't want nobody losing no job.
Let's go to Kristen. Is it in Bel Air? What's up, Kristen?
Hey, what's going on?
Do we tell him to go for this or talk him out of it?
Absolutely not. Talk him out of it. It is not a good idea.
I don't think so either,
but
girl.
Why?
Well, when you mix business and pleasure, it definitely gets to be a little messy. And let's just say, like, you know, he does shoot his shot and she turns him down. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. And then, like, if you're at the job, you have to be around each other and, like, don't do it.
Okay.
What's that saying? Don't poop where you eat.
Okay.
You know what I want to say, but I have to say poop.
Jessica.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's a saying for a reason.
We talk about poop so much on the show recently. Right. I thought we were going to go one show but without I'm talking just about saying, poop, and we did not.
It's
we did
a
not
real
even make
thing.
It. We couldn't go 4 hours.
I think she's bringing up a lot of valid points.
But, okay, we could, yes, but could we also take ample amount of calls of people that met in the workplace and are now happily married? Of course we could. He's 27, y'all. This is the time. This is the time to do things like this, you know?
Text right here from Caitlin in Annapolis. As a female business owner, this is a terrible idea. Business is business. Personal is personal. If you are okay if you're okay with risking your job, then I guess go for it. Otherwise, move on quietly.
He's 27. Maybe he's willing to risk it. Come on, y'all. Believe in love for once in your lives. Jeez. I'm the jaded one. I'm trying to talk y'all into this one. Jeez. Lisa from Timonium. Good morning.
Morning.
Wait, you are in HR?
I am. I have 20 plus years of HR professional experience.
Perfect.
This should mean a lot.
This is someone that's actually credible.
So what,
we are not.
what do you think about this then?
Oh, do not put her in this bad position.
Mm.
And I say that because him asking her out, that's not a violation of policy. Her saying yes is.
Yeah,
and is it though? It's unethical and unprofessional.
Everywhere.
Because she's so higher up that it puts her position at risk as well.
Yeah.
Even if it's not written down somewhere, is it? Is that like not okay if it's not written down? He said he at least didn't see it written down somewhere that it's not allowed to be done.
Well, one, he was looking for can he ask her out, not can she say yes.
Great. So now he's not even looking out for her.
So it's probably in their policies. And if it's not, it's still just really unprofessional and unethical for a manager to date somebody who reports to them, because they have say in whether or not they keep their job. They have say in how much they get paid.
Yeah.
So he could be treated with favoritism.
Mm.
He could be retaliated against if it went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just better don't put her in that position. If you want to ask somebody out, ask somebody out who you don't report to.
But if he doesn't if he doesn't report directly to her, does that matter? If he's layers up, you know, if she's layered, does it matter?
In any company I've worked for, we would say no.
Okay.
She would actually have even, in some ways, more control because would be able to have more power.
Wow. Okay.
Also, think about this. Okay, does he exactly have to interact with her as much? Obviously not, because he said that he doesn't know her as well. However, let's say his boss gets word of this and he doesn't want to get involved with the mess. What if his boss wants to let him go because he doesn't want to be a part of it? And then I'm just saying, it just sounds like he's starting out, and I don't want him to lose this opportunity.
I'm anonymous. A lot of people want you to do love, but I mean, a lot of people that obviously know, like the business side, are a little, you know, want to talk you out of this. You know, it's like
I get it. Big part of me wants to go through with it because I don't feel this kind of connection often.
I know.
Yeah, just think about it, because once you send it, you can't take it back. And again, if you do this, obviously, then, you know, stand on it, but Just really think about it. Be prepared of how it's going to feel if it doesn't go the way you want it to. That's all.
The other way could be scary. You know what I mean? That's what we have to be kind of prepared for as well. You know what I mean?
I know. I've replayed our conversations over and over, and it's definitely not just a crush. Like, it feels deeper than that. And I think if I don't send it, I'll always just, like, wonder what if.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's important. So here's the deal. I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always invite people that come on to this to, like, check back in with us. Like, we don't know your name. We don't have your phone number or anything. Would you be willing to call us back? Would you want to do this, I guess, before the end of the month? Either way, I guess you'd have to do it before the end of the month. So can we check back in with you on Monday? Or you check back in with us on Monday and let us know if you actually decided to do this?
Okay, yeah.
Like 8:25, you call us back and we'll like figure out like what actually happened with you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's talk me out of it for the week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.